Good morning. Today we have some interesting questions that relate to the Birkas Ha'ilanos, the mitzvah that we have when we see a flowering fruit tree at the beginning of the month of Nisan, starting at the beginning of the month of Nisan. So we have a few related questions, as we'll see. They're all related as we get to the end of this Dvar Halacha. Question number one is, do we need a minyan to say the Birkas Ha'ilanos? Number two is there a hiddur or a requirement even to say it outside of the city, not in the city? The Gemara, that's the source for this mitzvah, Gemara and Brachos, says, Amar of Yehuda, Haiman Dinafik Biyoma Nisan, one who goes out, meaning goes out into the fields, goes out of the city. So is that a requirement? In addition, we'll have an interesting question. If you have a choice, if there is an inyan to go out of the city, but you can do that, but it's going to be later in the month. For example, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, you're able to, or there's a concept, a hiddur, bezrizim, to do every mitzvah, zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs. Which is preferable? Should I say the mitzvah now, although I'm in the city, or should I wait? Is it preferable to wait until I leave the city? Okay, so we'll start with the minyan, the Beis Horah, the Shalish and Chuvas Beis Horah of the Yeshiva Ahava Shalom says that Mi'ikar Adin, there is no necessity, no requirement for a minyan whatsoever. The Gemara that is the source for this mitzvah, which we cited before, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, one who goes out, Haiman Denafik B'yomei Nisan, and he sees a tree that is flowering, he says, the bracha Birkas Ha'ilanos, the clear implication of that Gemara is that the person happens to be going by himself. He just happens to go out. It's not that he's bringing his minion with him. And the same thing applies, like when you say a shechayanu on a new fruit, you don't need a minion there. The same thing applies with Birkas Ha'ilanos. We absolutely do not require a minion. So the next question was, is there an issue to be out of town? Is there a hiddur? Is there a miler? Is there a preference to be out of the city? So mi'ikar adin, you certainly can say the bracha when you're in the city, even though the Gemara says one who goes out of the city, will say the bracha. That's simply the way that the Gemara was talking. That's the common thing, that somebody was going out and he went into the field and he saw a tree that was flowering, but that is not a requirement. In fact, the Maaseh Rokeach comments on the Rambam. The Rambam, when he talks about this mitzvah, he says, Hayotze lesado, somebody who goes out into the field, and then he sees a tree, and it's flowering, says the bracha. The Maaseh Rokeach explains in the Rambam, Zilav Davka. It's not specifically that you need to have gone out into the field. You can certainly stay in the city, you can stay where you live, and say the bracha. That's also the implication from the Avud Raham. The Vudram says, Haroa Ilanas Porchi Mevarach, somebody who sees trees that are flowering, fruit trees that are traveling, you say the bracha. He says nothing about going out. So the implication is even the chatchila, indeed, you can say it while in this city. Nonetheless, there are achronim who say that it's preferable to say the bracha, the Birkas Ilanos, outside of the city. That's what the Sefer Moed, the Kochai, says. The chatchila, tzarech latzeis davka michutz leir, the chatchila, on a lechatchila ideal basis, one should specifically go out of the city in order to say the Birkas Ilanos. There's an exemption for somebody who's elderly, somebody who is weak, is unable to travel, but otherwise the bracha should be said on a lechatchila basis outside of the city. Nonetheless, the majority of poskim are of the view that this is simply a hiddur, this is an ideal, but it's absolutely not required. Al pi Kabbalah also, there's an inyan to say it outside of the town. The Ben Ish Chai says, Tov latzeit michutz la'ir, it's preferable to go outside the city. The Sefer Mora Be'etzba says, the medakdikim, those who are strict about mitzvahs, they will go out into the field to say the bracha, but it's absolutely not required. So where are we right now? We've said that a minyan is not required. It is not required to say it outside of the city, although according to some, it's preferred to say it outside of the city. So now if we have a choice, and this is our question, we can say it outside of the city, but we're going to have to wait. For example, we're not traveling until Chol HaMoed Pesach, so that is not the beginning of the month, that's the middle of the month, and we have a choice. We have a fruit tree right in front of us in the city. And I can say it, bizrizus, rizim akdim in the mitzvahs. I can say it right now. When you have a mitzvah to do, do it quickly. Don't wait. On the other hand, I'm saying it in the city. What's preferable? Should I be mekayim zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs and do it now? Or should I wait until I leave a number of days later, leave the city, and say the bracha outside the city? Is that preferable? So the Or Litzion says, Tov levarach al ilanos michutz leir. It's a wonderful thing. It's an ideal to say Birkas Ilanos outside of the city. And even if you're going to have to wait until the middle of the month, for example, Chol Hamoed Pesach, that's when you're going to be traveling. Kedai shiyamtin levarach ad az. It's preferable to wait and say the bracha at that point. So here we see that the Or Litzion is saying, if you have a choice between doing it sooner, Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs, or waiting but doing it outside of the city, it's preferable to wait because saying it outside of the city is more important than the Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvah. So the Beis Orah concludes as follows. We have three different hidurim that we're talking about. Saying it outside of the city, saying the Birkas Ha'ilanos Berovam Adras Melech, we have a concept of Rovam, the more the merrier when we do a mitzvah, do it with more people, and Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs, when we have a conflict between the first two of those and the third ones. In other words, we have a choice between saying it outside of the city, but later, or Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs, doing the mitzvah sooner. Indeed, the more important is saying it outside of the city, and not the Hidur Azrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs. And they say the same thing when we have a conflict between Burov Amadras Melech and Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs. I can say it now by myself, or with just one or two other people, just a few people. There's no Burov Amadras Melech, but I'm doing it Bizrizus. I'm doing it as quickly as possible. Is that more important than waiting and saying it Burov Amadras Melech? So that the Beis Orah says it's preferable to wait and say it Burov Hadras Melech. So, but Lamaisa nowadays, unfortunately, we are, for the most part throughout the world, sitting at home. Governmental regulations, halacha dictates that we not be interacting with other people, not getting people together, Baravam Hadras Melech, not traveling out into the fields. So nowadays, it is basically impossible to be Mekayim, the Hidur of going outside of the city, unless somebody already lives outside of the city, but we cannot be Mekayim, the Hidur of saying the Birkas Ha'ilanos outside of the city. We also cannot be Mekayim, the Hidur of saying the Birkas Ha'ilanos Berov Am Hadras Melech with more people. So that's, we're left with the third Hidur of doing the mitzvah, Bizrizus, Rizim Bakdim in the mitzvah. So as soon as anyone sees a tree, a fruit tree that is flowering, ideally two fruit trees that are flowering, we have the mitzvah of Birkas Ilanos, Bizrizus, Zrizim, Makdimim, Lemitzvahs. Have a wonderful day.